You're listening to SBS News.
With his country's sovereignty at stake, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky paused to honour the man who led Ukraine through its early years of independence. In a tribute to the first president of independent Ukraine, Leonid Kravchuk, who died on Tuesday aged 88, Mr. Zelensky said he was not just a politician but a historical figure.
He was the kind of man who could find wise words and say them so that all Ukrainians could hear them. This is especially important in difficult crisis moments, when the future of an entire country may depend on the wisdom of one person. Leonid Makarovich showed exactly this kind of wisdom in the late 1980s when the Ukrainian movement emerged.
Mr. Kravchuk led Ukraine as its Communist Party boss in the waning years of the Soviet Union and played a pivotal role in its demise. In his video address, Mr. Zelensky also said Ukrainian forces have recaptured villages from Russian troops north and northeast of Kharkiv. The counterattack signals a possible new phase in the war.
The armed forces of our state have provided good news from the Kharkiv region to all of us. The occupiers are gradually being pushed out of Kharkiv. I'm grateful to all our defenders who are holding the line and showing truly superhuman strength to drive out the army of invaders, once the second strongest army in the world.
But despite evacuations of citizens in the port city of Mariupol last week, it's estimated at least 100 civilians are still sheltering underneath the Azovstal steelworks as fighting rages over ground. Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko is calling for a ceasefire.
Today we must understand that only if there is a stable implementation of a ceasefire will we and our brave fighters be able to find answers to whether there are civilians or not at Azovstal. It is believed that there are still civilians waiting to be evacuated.
Russia is also continuing to press its offensive in the eastern part of the country, including the Donbas region. United States Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says that even a victory there by the Russians might not end the war.
The next month or two of fighting will be significant as the Russians attempt to reinvigorate their efforts, but even if they are successful, we are not confident that the fight in the Donbas will effectively end the war. We assess President Putin is preparing for a prolonged conflict in Ukraine, during which he still intends to achieve goals beyond the Donbas. We assess that Putin's strategic goals have probably not changed, suggesting he regards the decision in late March to refocus Russian forces on the Donbas as only a temporary shift to regain the initiative after the Russian military's failure to capture Kyiv.
Ms. Haines also believes Mr. Putin would not use a nuclear weapon until he sees an existential threat to Russia or his regime.
We do think that that could be the case in the event that he perceives that he is losing the war in Ukraine and that NATO, in effect, is sort of either intervening or about to intervene in that context, which would obviously contribute to a perception that he is about to lose the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine has been pushing Western countries for more support and has been particularly critical of Germany for its slow response and unwillingness to give up Russian energy. But on Tuesday, Germany stepped up its support with Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock visiting Bucha outside Kyiv.
We have more than understood that economic dependencies do not bring security when the aggressor does not care about the well-being of its population. That is why we're reducing our dependence on Russian energy to zero forever.
Und zwar für immer. Ms. Baerbock also announced Germany's embassy would reopen in Kyiv and pledged funding to help investigate and prosecute war crimes. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.